Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Today is February 15th, 2019. Happy belated Valentine's Day. And you know what that means, y'all. It is time to figure out why you can't fall in love. This is Kristen, your matchmaker in your head, as always, here to help you get your dating life together. And of course, and as always, have some fun along the way. Yeah, let's get into our first segment, which is Ask Kristen. This week's question comes from, who does it come from? comes from It's Not You, It's Me. Oh, I kind of like that name. So he has sent a little bit of a question. I'll have a little bit of background here. So it says, Dear Kristen, I have a better job now and feel like I'm ready to date. Congratulations. However, I don't know how or where to find the type of woman that I'm attracted to now. And when I do randomly find a woman who seems smart and attractive, she rejects me. Put a question mark. Is it me or am I just not looking in the right places? Signed, It's Not You, It's Me. Oh, sugar. Okay, so yeah, let's go ahead and get into that. I kind of love this episode because I know that a lot of people who are listening to this more than likely spent Valentine's Day by themselves, which is perfectly fine. And my mission is, of course, to always help you guys get closer to love, okay? So, gonna help you, okay? It's not you, it's me. My first bit of advice is to begin to be aware of your environment and then also make changes to it, right? Because if you said that you have a better job now and you feel like you're ready to date, and also now you're around the type of woman that you've always wanted to date and brings things that you're now able to bring. Here's the thing. Dating that type of woman, if you are now around women who are just as successful as you, right? You have to think about the type of men who they're around, and also the type of men who are shooting their shot with them, essentially. And understand that the way that you present yourself, the way that you carry yourself is all going to matter. But also, you have to begin, you said, I don't know where to find the type of woman that I'm attracted to. What I said in week one to a girl who kind of asked the same question, but start looking up where, I don't know what city you live in or where you're from, but start looking up the areas of town where the business people live and where affluent people in your city live, or people who are because I don't know exactly where you live, or if you are, you got a great job and now you're about to move to a different part of the city. I have no idea what all of that, but definitely change your environment and start to pick places within your environment that have a better chance of having the type of woman that you are looking for and now that you've been around more now. And then also beyond that, you got to start looking in different places right now. At the same time, I know plenty of women who have an amazing corporate job, and then when everyone leaves, they bumping Gucci Mane, and finishing up their projects and stuff like that. So I'm not saying that you can't find, your type of woman, at a certain part of town or at a certain bar or whatever. But at the same time, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect different results. So do some different things to have different results, sir. And really, on top of that, it's about your attitude. Right? Because what happens is that man or woman, when people start to become or feel like they're constantly or consistently getting rejected, instead of, and then for people who are trying to actively date, instead of looking at themselves and figuring out and trying to understand better what it is that they're presenting to other people, how maybe they come off to other people, or trying to figure out what it is that they're saying that may be turning off other people or whatever. We as people just have a hard time turning back around and being real, you know, about what it is that we're doing and how we're presenting ourselves. And that's just being very real. And at the same time, you know, there's just certain caliber of people where, and when I say caliber, I don't necessarily mean like financial status and all of that, but caliber where people, you know, where people are very confident and very secure in themselves, and they don't want someone who is not just as confident or insecure because they don't want to deal with somebody else's insecurities. And they have every reason to feel that way. And so when you start to become or start to feel again that you're being constantly rejected, if you sit in that and if you don't kind of take yourself out of that and are able to look at everything and you just are sitting in that rejection and becoming more like, you know, what is going on, and you know, these women, you know, they're not you know, I offer this and I offer that, and I feel like these women should now want me, but they're not, so whatever. And I'm not saying that you it's not you, it's me, or you know, the one who did that, because obviously you're trying to figure it out because you reached out to a matchmaker. But at the same time, for people who are in that situation, a lot more people don't have the insight to even, you know, try to figure out exactly what is going on. So beyond that, and you have the insight to obviously have reached out and try to figure out what's going on. So now that you are at that place again, start, if you are actively dating and or trying to date and it seems like you are, again, and I've said this before, but be strategic about it. Start going to places where, you know, or yeah, start going to bars in certain areas of town that have you know, certain type of apartments around them or whatever, because again, we all know those spots in the cities, whether we live in them or we don't, where there's certain type of people or affluence in that area of the city, and you want to reach you know, and you want to be around those type of people, because again, you know, whoever it is that you're dating, sis could be, you know, ballin', but also know how to whip up some really good fried chicken and macaroni in the kitchen. It's possible to find both of those things, but you still have to put yourself in different positions to find her, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for. I don't know if you're even looking for a woman like that, but you know, it's possible to find someone who's down to earth, but is also just as smart and attractive and successful as you are at this point in your life. And but it's just really putting yourself in different spaces to do that. So to sum it up, it is not you, it's me. Like I said, change your environment. You know, look in specific places that you feel will have the type of woman that you're looking for, and also change your attitude about it. Be more, don't be so introspective about it. More so, kind of take yourself out of the situation and be a little bit more analytical, and not only analytical about, again, where you're going, but also what you are presenting, how people are seeing you, or whatever, and not necessarily change who you are, but just know, be aware of what you're giving off, so that way you can know exactly who to give that to, if that makes sense. Hopefully that does make sense, but I hope that helps. It's not you, it's me. Please let me know. You know, email or write me, find me on social media. Also, I would love to know what you guys would tell him. If you like that advice, if you have different advice. Either way, you know, like I said, let me know on any social media platforms. We're going to take a break, and then we will be back to the show in a little second. Have you ever had a day where you worked your ass off at your job, get home after being in traffic for 45 minutes, then end up feeling lonely at the end of your long day? but don't have the energy to go back out there and meet someone. Cream and Chocolate Matches gets it, y'all. Go to creamandchocolatematches.com to learn about their exclusive and free membership. Cream spelled CREME, chocolate spelled CHOCOLIT. Again, that's creamandchocolatematches.com. Now, let's get back to the show. All right, you guys, we are back with the dating tip of the week. This week, I want to help you guys navigate dating apps to find quality people to date. So that's what the tip is, right? Obviously, I'm a matchmaker, but not everyone has access to a matchmaker who's listening to the show, and I am aware of that. So if all you have, are dating apps and all of that, and you really don't have the time to go out and, meet someone in that way, in a more traditional way, then, well, I guess online dating could be called traditional at this point, but that's really up to you. But then I want to help people find someone that they feel, is not going to really waste their time, waste their time. So yeah, let's go ahead and jump into it. To be real, some of these are superficial. Some of these are not. It just depends on what it is that you're looking for and what you want, right? So also these tips come from me using them years ago when I was on Tinder and dating and all of that way before I stopped or whatever. And what I realized was that the people that I was finding on Tinder, my friends who were using it at that well at that time as well, were not finding the type of men that I was finding. And and I'm gonna be real with y'all, I found some pretty nicely qualified men off of Tinder, but it was also because I was very, and I use this word all the time, but I was again very strategic about what I was doing. There was one guy who graduated Brown, spoke German, was a German translator as well, and would literally go to like Germany a certain type of year, and he was also writing a book. There was another guy who was a marketing consultant, and part of his job was to fly all around the world. There's another guy who was a Green Beret. So, my point is not to brag on the type of men that I've dated, but to say that there is quality on Tinder. You just have to know how to look for it and how to find it, right? So that's what this is about. So let's get to like kind of basics, things that you can see on the actual profile, right? Now, and these are really my personal things because I have not used a dating app in a while. And also let's start off with, this is for someone who is using dating apps to actually date, right? Because you have two types of people on dating apps. You have people who are trying to actually date, and you have people who are trying to hook up, and maybe trying to hook up in various ways, whether it's looking for threesomes or whatever that is, but it's pretty separated in that. So you have people who are actually trying to date, and you have people who are not, right? So this is for the people who are looking for those people who are genuinely trying to date on Tinder, and also you are that person. So I just wanted to make that clear. And also, another thing I want to make clear, these are all my personal tips, and this is what, and I've done these things to find the type of men that I described on Tinder. So if that is your type, that type of, and I hate to be so, but I'll quote, just I'll say it, quality. Ugh, that's such a word, but just being real. but if that's your type of guy, or if you're looking for someone with those type of qualifications, I'll say that, or that kind of resume, I'll say that, because, and then these tips will help you, because also at the same time, there's only so much you're going to get from a bio and pictures, right? Now, there's a lot that you can, not necessarily a lot, but there's things that you can do to break those things down. But also, my tips are, these tips specifically are to help you get to like the basic things, but let's go ahead and jump in there. One of my biggest things is bios, y'all. When I was matching or whatever, I would not match with anyone who did not have a bio. What that let me know is that in my head, this is my head, because I know there's some people who are listening and who are on a dating app right now and do not have a bio. So I'm not really attacking you, but what it has come off to me, and this again, this is personal, is that you just really don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, and you're not really serious about dating because you don't even want to let you're not really serious about finding someone to date off of that app. There we go. And if that is the case, then you also don't want to waste your time, because if they don't have a bio, then if they didn't put like literally 20 seconds to write something about themselves, more than likely they're probably not on the app as much anyway. On top of that, maybe they're beyond not being on that, if they are on the app, maybe they only swipe like a few times. And so it's just, so I, again, don't personally swipe. I do not try to match with people who do not have bios, because in my head it comes off as you don't give a shit, and not like don't give a shit in this asshole way, but you don't give a shit about really trying to find someone to date on this app. So, okay, next. The next thing are kind of the, again, I have a certain type. I'm just being real. So, what picture quality lets me know a lot of things, right? And when I say picture quality, it's like how old are the pictures? One. That's one. How blurry are they? Types of things. I like to go for, people who have clear pictures, because also what that lets me know is that you're not scared to really let me see who you are and what you look like, right? Because that's important. What we don't want is someone, where everything is blurry, or it's a bunch of old pictures or whatever, and you can tell they're kind of old. And it's just like, let so then on a deeper level, it lets you know, okay, this is not really a truthful person, because hell, you can't even be truthful on the dating app, like with people that you don't even know. So it's just like, next, I'm okay. Also, picture choices, right? This is a big thing. Another thing that another pr type of person that I would not match with are people who had their shirts off, right? And I would have weird rules, y'all. But again, this is how I pretty much successfully match with pretty quality guys on Tinder. But if their shirts were off, I'm not matching with you, because I don't care. And also, even if their shirt is off, you can tell if someone is physically fit, if someone being physically fit is important to you. You also should not be the person having your shirt off. I'm sorry, I just think that's so douchebag. but I don't match with, I just, and I think that should be a rule. If you're going to take any of these rules, like, do not match with, and this is for women, obviously, women who have their shirts off. And then beyond men and women, I like to look for people who have like some type of at least one travel photo in the background, or like, or whatever on their pictures or something. For me, it lets me know that they're well traveled. I personally like to date people who are well traveled, because I'm pretty well traveled myself, so I like to have that to talk about. Also, I don't match with people, and this is my thing, who have dogs in their pictures, right? And this is not me saying I don't like dogs, because I have a dog. My dog is Kingston. He's like literally right here next to me sleep. But people try to put dogs in their pictures to be like, oh, look at the dog, it's cute. And my thing is like, don't use the dog. And if you are a type of person who feels like you have to use the dog, I don't want to match with you. So that's me. I don't, again, it's just me looking a little bit deeper into like the reason why you chose the pictures that you chose, and kind of that letting you know. So, again, and I don't pay attention to like Facebook interest or whatever, because a lot of people who, have like really random ass Facebook interests, because you probably started Facebook, 10 years ago, and that shit's just been there over time. But yeah, those are pretty much that's pretty much like the basis of my rules. So I, again, if the bio's not there, I'm not matching, because that comes off to me as you just don't care. And you don't care enough for you to be on this app, enough for me to match with you, for you to let me know that you even care about letting people know just a little bit about you, to beyond the true bare surface of just some pictures, to, let someone know at least if your personality is mildly, compatible with mine. So again, no bio, I don't match, you don't give a shit. And then also picture quality, old pictures, not here for that shit. Blurry pictures, not here for that shit. I need to be able to clearly see your face or whatever it is that you're trying to put out there. I need to just be able to clearly see it, okay? So I can at least kind of grasp what it is that I'm getting. And then another thing The last thing, again, like I said, picture choices. Have you traveled somewhere? Did you decide to put that out there? Because most of the time, if someone has put a picture of one of their travel experiences as part of their group of pictures on a dating app, it's them trying to let you know, hey, I travel. So if you're gonna match with me, I hope you understand. Like, we're gonna be like bouncing and bopping around to a few different places and stuff like that. So just looking for, again, types of pictures, their picture choices. Like I said, another rule, I'm not gonna, pick pictures with, like, guys who have dogs, because you're basically trying to use the dog, and I just would rather you be upfront about who you are and all that good stuff, but and stop trying to use a cute little puppy. But yeah, hopefully those tips help you to find a little bit of better quality when you are on a dating app, and getting you closer to at least finding someone who has the basics of what it is that you're looking for, if you're not in a space right now where you feel like going out or even want to go out to meet someone. So, but yeah, we're gonna take one last break and then get to the last segment, and we'll wrap it up. This episode is sponsored by Cream and Chocolate Matches, the only dating service for single high-caliber millennials in Houston, Texas. If you're ready for a serious relationship but want someone else to do the hard work of finding that someone for you, visit the Cream and Chocolate Matches website to learn more. And now let's get back to the show. All right, you guys, let's get into the last segment. It's still Kristen's celebrity corner right now. I'll try to think of a more creative name. If you have any names that you think I should call this segment, let me know on social media. I am very open to suggestions. But this week's pop culture segment, I want to talk about honestly, one of my favorite celebrity couples, Aisha and Steph Curry. I am not a person who believes in, like, relationship goals off of, like, pictures you see in social media and stuff like that. But from what I know about their relationship and some of the things that they have let us know about their relationship, I definitely there's some things that we can, of course, take away. So that's really what this is about. There was also an article. I don't know if it came from Vanity Fair or Cosmo. Honestly, I forgot. But there was an article where Aisha essentially was like, "Fuck them kids," but no, she said that she puts Steph before her kids, and I honestly love that. I believe, and that's one of the reasons why I think I like their relationship so much, is because you can tell that they put effort into each other. Again, we don't know the details of their relationship, but on Instagram, every other week, she's putting up pictures of, like, their date nights and stuff like that. Obviously, money helps, but you can tell they keep, themselves together for each other and stuff like that. But I'm, beyond that, and I'm gonna go like a tad bit deep. The type of religion, spiritual thing that I was brought up on when it comes to the order, of who's supposed to be. Not who's supposed to be in your life, but the order of how you should think and feel about people in your life when you're married is, of course, God, if you believe in God, but your partner, and then your children, and then, like, your parents, and then whoever else comes after that. So I believe Aisha, follows the same spiritual practice that I do and all that stuff. So I think that's why we have the same kind of thoughts on that or whatever, but I absolutely adore it, right? And beyond that, beyond them just putting effort into their relationship, they also have their own individual lives, right? Aisha, and then I'll put it to Aisha because for the most part, if you know basketball, then you know Steph Curry, right? So we all know obviously what Steph Curry does outside of his relationship and stuff like that, but Aisha is not sitting at home and just being a pure basketball wife, and it's all about supporting him and whatever. Sis, has her own, has had her own commercials. She has her own lines of pots and pans, International Smoke, which is her restaurant, just a whole bunch of other stuff, right? So I love the fact that Yes, they put effort into their relationship, but they also have separate lives and they're able to miss each other. And I think that's a really big thing when people get into relationships. Obviously, you want to spend time with your partner, but you also need to spend time and give to yourself, right? And pour into yourself so that way it can always be two whole people who are coming together. Because what you don't want to do is depend upon your partner to just like be your happiness. I think Jada Pinkett Smith has said that at one point in time on like a Red Table Talk or something, or maybe it was a meme, I don't know. But I 100% believe that. So, and I also think that's another reason why their relationship works as well as it does, is because they do have those separate lives. And the last thing is just understanding that, your partner comes before your kids. And when people say that, and I hope no one's listening to this and being like, so you're telling me you're supposed to feed, your husband for before your kids or whatever. No, I'm not, sis. Shut the hell up. No, what I'm saying is that understanding, if you have children and they are in the home with you, what's the best for them to see is not only two loving parents in front of them, but also two people who are two whole people as individuals, right? They need to see a balanced relationship. It's good for them to see people who know how to balance their lives along with their relationship. It's good for them to see them. It's good for them to see their parents loving on each other and, kissing each other before they kiss them goodbye and all of that. I 100% believe that. So it's not forgetting about your kids. It's just understanding that when you have kids in the home, it's what helps them further on in life and what gives them a better example of what a healthy relationship is not only when two people together are happy, but when you have two whole individuals who are handling their business outside of their relationship, still balancing work and all of that good stuff, and still are able to come back together and put the effort in together. And for your child to see that is giving them a really good example of what a healthy household is, of what a healthy relationship is. So that, that's just really from what. And it's just the little things, again, like I said, that I've gathered from reading a few things about what they've told us or whatever. But I'm here for it. I am here for it. I am here for putting your boo first. I'm here for taking care of the kids, but not letting them, run the pretty much be. Run what you are doing in your own relationship with your partner and stuff like that. And then beyond that, I'm also here for people being together and being married and being happy in their relationship, but also being happy as individuals and still having individual lives. So shout out to Steph and Aisha Curry for just being awesome people and also being black and just being just great, a great little example for people who would want an example to look up to. But that is it for this week's episode of Why Can't I Fall in Love, the dating podcast for millennials. I'm going to get the hell up out of here, okay? But yeah, you guys, you know the drill. Don't forget to subscribe to Why Can't I Fall in Love on your podcast platforms. As always, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at isthatkristen. Hopefully, you know by now, but if not, Kristen is spelled Christen. And don't forget to follow Cream and Chocolate Matches on all social media platforms. Also, if you like some dating advice or have a dating question, you can email me at Kristen@creamandchocolatematches.com with your question, and you just might hear me answer it here. But besides that, I think that is pretty much it. Let me take one last little sip of my coffee. Yes. And yeah, I'm gonna let you guys go. Have an amazing weekend. Have an even better week. And as always, I hope you find love.
Stop hitting it so hard. Hub, you fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, give. fucking up the rotation. You can get killed with somebody else.